Inquiry at the PIC. Now, FEDUSA's General Secretary, Mr. Jenis George, is facing accusations of corruption that emerged at the PIC inquiry yesterday. George is alleged to have scored nearly 1 million rand from a tainted PIC AO deal. He is reported to be the sole director of a company called Defeme Holdings, which is alleged to have walked away with 900,000 rand when AO Technology Solutions declared its first dividend in November 2018. Shareholders records allege that Defeme Holdings received 3 million shares as part of a pre-listing BEE bonanza. The Public Investment Corporation's 4.3 billion rand investment in AO Technology Solutions is being investigated by both the PIC and the Judicial Commission, probing governance failures at the State Asset Management Company, another union's name that has found itself in the controversial deal, is the South African Clothing and Textile Workers Union, SACTU. Now, before we go to the General Secretary of SACTU, let's just take a quick listen to a criticism that comes from the South African Federation of Trade Unions, Mr. Zwelin Zimavavi, who spoke earlier on ENCA about the nature of this deal.
The issue is that at the pre-listing of this company, AYO, there was what we call a BEE bonanza, where the directors, these organizations, FEDUSA, Pop Crew, SACTU included, were granted shares at a price of 1 rand 43 cent. And yet the PIC paid for the same shares a staggering 43 rands per share. Now look at the distance and then ask yourself whether from now on FEDUSA, SACTU, Pop Crew, and all of the people that are listed to have been beneficiary of this BEE bonanza can escape the accusation that automatically flows that they are hyenas who took advantage of the fact that there's a 2 trillion rands of workers' savings, that they have been shouting in the streets and protesting that it must be protected at a time when other bigger hyenas were having their long noses in the trough and benefiting from those workers' savings.
That is, of course, Mr. Zwelin Zimavavi making some very serious accusations. Now, Mr. Dennis George has not been available. In fact, he's saying he's taking legal advice and will be releasing a statement shortly. However, Mr. Andre Kriel, the General Secretary at the South African Clothing and Textile Union, SACTU, is, of course, on the line with us. Mr. Kriel, good evening. Welcome to the program. Mr. Vavi was mentioning your union in this AO deal. Can you just tell us factually, are you involved in the AO deal? Did you benefit in any way as a union or any individual members of your organization?
Good evening, Karima, and good evening to your listeners. And thank you very much for inviting us. Look, I think the general trend of the accusation seems to be that there was collusion in dark corners from which individuals benefited or the organizations benefited.
Yeah.
In other words, accusations of corruption. So I think that's the starting point. And I can only speak on behalf of the trade union which I represent,
yes,
which is the Southern African Clothing and Textile Workers Union. So let me just sketch the context. You know, we were offered shares in IO. And those shares were offered to us as part of the promotion of broad-based black economic empowerment. We never understood that those shares were offered to us for the benefit of any individual in the organization. So that's the important thing. The issue of broad-based black economic empowerment, of course, is a principle that we support. We don't see any reason why workers should not benefit from economic advantages like that. So I think the first point we want to make, it would have been very useful that Mr. Wawi tried to ascertain the facts from SATU before leveling such slanderous accusations against our organization.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, this was not like a secret deal struck in dark corners.
Mm.
It was an offer made to our trade union in the public eye.
Mm.
Anybody who has followed the developments around the iron listing will know that the discounted share price was offered to broad-based black economic empowerment organizations publicly.
Mm.
It was approved by the stock exchange, by the JSE. It was publicly made available in a circular prior to the listing. And in fact, it was also in the pre-listing statement that was issued on behalf of IO. So it was on that basis then that we accepted the offer.
Mm.
But the fact of the matter is,
Mr. Creel, you are just, we're losing you. Can you just come closer to the phone and stand in one place? You were saying you were offered the shares, and what happened then?
We never really took up shares. Firstly, we never paid for it. And secondly, importantly, shares. The shares when you buy shares, those shares are delivered to the portfolio organization or the company or the business which buys it.
Mr. Creel, you're talking about very important matters. The line is very unclear. We're going to take a short break. My producers are going to call you again so that we can get a better line. 9:15, we were in conversation with the Secretary General of the Southern African Clothing and Textile Workers Union, SACTU, on the fact that they were accused of wrongdoing and corruption in the AO deal, which is, of course, the subject of a probe by the PIC commission that is looking into wrongdoing. Mr. Creel was explaining the fact that the deal was made public, that it was accepted on the JSE, and that the principle of BEE is an accepted one. But he was also saying that they were offered the shares, but we couldn't hear him on whether they took up the offer. So let's get back into the conversation. Mr. Creel, just explain to us, you were offered the shares. What happened next?
Well, we were offered the shares. The fact is that we never paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we stand now, the shares have not been delivered to us. In other words, we're not technically any owners of any IO shares. You know, when you buy shares as a business or as any organization, you know, you become those owners once it's actually delivered to your investment portfolio.
Yeah.
So we haven't paid for it. You made a very important point earlier. In November 2018, IO paid a dividend to shareholders. I can say without any fear of contradiction that SACTU had never received a single cent of a dividend.
Mm.
So had we been, you know, proper shareholders, I'm sure we would have received the dividend.
Yeah.
So that's a factual situation as we stand at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And in the case of Mr. Dennis George, they talk about him personally benefiting. You are the General Secretary of the Southern African Clothing and Textile Workers Union. Mr. Creel, were you offered any shares and did you take any of them up?
Well, let me just say, I can't speak on behalf of Mr. Dennis George. I was offered shares. I declined it. My exact words were, now, these were not IO shares, but it was generally shares in other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And my exact words were, it is not appropriate to offer shares for the personal benefit of the General Secretary of SACTU.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose that is a principle that goes for all unions. I mean, we've seen how KUSATU affiliates have actually been destroyed as a result of this kind of practice.
That's correct, Karima. I live by the simple philosophy. If you are a trade union leader, you have at all times to conduct yourself with the highest levels of integrity.
Yes.
And that, of course, includes not accepting anything which can compromise your position and your independence as a trade union leader and the representative of your members. So that's where I live. So, you know, when we talk now, I don't own any shares in any company, mm-hmm. not even in the factory investment companies, not mm-hmm. a single share. None of my immediate family, not my wife, not any of my two children, own any shares or mm-hmm. serve in any directorship position. And as far as I'm aware, not even any of my extended members do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that to preach, but I'm saying that it is important for trade union leaders to conduct themselves with integrity.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the fact that you were offered the shares, but you never paid the shares. So you are actually not shareholders of AO. You didn't get any of the dividend. Just tell me, Mr. Creel, what made you decide not to pay for the shares? Did you suspect that there was something wrong? What was the reason why SACTU initially thought it was a good idea and seemingly changed its mind?
Well, the matter is now that you're raising now is subject, of course, of a subject of a legal dispute.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to high-bound legalities, but it is important that I don't prejudice
yeah.
the legal case in that regard.
So is
that's
it,
all I want to say.
So is it correct to say that you are actually litigating against AO and Mr. Iqbal Server as we speak without giving the details of the litigation?
Well, we are in the process of preparing litigation.
In terms of SACTU's other relationships with companies involving Mr. Survey, Mr. Survey also, of course, acquired Independent Media. I was the group executive editor there at the time. You are a major shareholder in that business. Are you secure that your loans that you've made and the dividends that you were promised have been delivered? Is litigation going to include not just AO, but your entire relationship with the survey portfolio of companies?
Karima, let me take a step back. We provided a loan for the purchase of the Independent Media.
Mm.
The reason for that was that we thought it was in the best interest of the nation
yeah.
to bring back Independent Media home.
Yes.
And as you know, the Irish owner. That was
yes.
the strategic reason why we invested. We provided that loan. In terms of the loan agreement, that loan matures mm. in August 2020, which is next year.
Yeah.
There are, of course, matters relating to that whole loan agreement, which is now included part of this legal dispute that we are having with a survey portfolio of companies. I am at pains to stress that I don't want to prejudice the legal developments
yes.
that are taking place there, so it's a bit awkward answering
yes.
it in much more detail than what I've stated at the moment. What I can say, though, is that we are determined
mm-hmm.
that our loan facility that we'd granted
mm.
has to be paid back to SACTU in full, plus the interest that have accrued thereon, in whatever manner that we finally get it returned to us. You know, it's unfortunate that when the loan agreement was entered into previously, it was a long-term agreement
mm.
with the, you know, good intentions, and it matured.
Mm.
The maturity date is August 2020.
And you expect that loan to be repaid in full with interest accrued?
Yes, we expect that. That is without question, and it's not a matter that we intend to compromise on in any manner whatsoever.
All right, that is where we will leave it. We will, of course, follow the case very, very closely once that litigation gets underway. So for the record, Mr. André Creel, the General Secretary of the Southern African Clothing and Textile Workers Unions, has made it categorically clear that they are not shareholders in the AO deal at all, and that he personally and none of his family members received any dividends, have not bought any shares, and are in fact preparing legal litigation against the survey group of companies. It's just gone 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. We